This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's 8:41 on the line. Bafana Khumalo is a member of the senior management team at Sonke Gender Justice, also serving as a co-executive director and as one of the organization's co-founders. Bafana, good morning and welcome to Breakfast on Radio K Pulpit.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
You've got such a long and accomplished track record in the NGO sector, and you've been, and I didn't even know such titles exist, but Senior Gender Technical Advisory for the Engender Health of South Africa for so many years. This is obviously gender and gender equality, something very, very close to your heart. As a man to a man, with tomorrow being International Men's Day, I suppose it's less about getting another, you know, bottle of aftershave, and it's more about us saying, how can we bring positive values as men back into our families and back into society?
Well, the International Men's Day is an important calendar event. As Sonke Gender Justice, and we will speak out a coalition of faith leaders speaking against issues of gender-based violence, which, as you know, is very endemic in our country.
Yes.
We feel it is appropriate that we begin to reflect very seriously as men, particularly Christian men in South Africa, what does it mean to be a man in a context where manhood in some of our circles is defined in terms of aggression, in terms of violence, in terms of being abusive. Can we redeem a proper understanding of what it means to be a man? And we are therefore pushing for a concept that is called positive masculinity, which is, you know, for us as men to begin to redefine and rediscover manhood. And in a sense, we have a good example in the personality of Jesus Christ, who treated women with dignity, with respect, who in fact heralded children as representing the kingdom of God. And we think Jesus really set a very good example, especially for those of us who profess to be Christian. And therefore, it's almost an opposite to find a man who declares both to be Christian but also is abusive to children and abusive to women. And we want to call, therefore, on International Men's Day, that let us redeem this narrative of what it means to be a man, so that we can have men of character in our country that treat women with respect and treat children with dignity. And we think this is possible.
Where does this start, Bafana? Because when you're talking about being men and redeeming the narrative and positive masculinity, this isn't something that's learned, because we're learning from potentially from a broken society, from media that is trying to sell its own narrative. The only way we're going to be able to walk this path practically with the help of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is we need fathers. And where they're not fathers, we need mentors. We need somebody to lead the way. What do you say about that?
I agree with you completely. I mean, part of the problem starts in our homes with our socialization. You know, what are the kind of things, what are the norms that we are transferring to our children? Because that's where the problem starts. You know, when we say to young boys, you know, men don't cry, we are actually teaching them to be aggressive, because we are encouraging young boys to be to suppress their emotions, not to express vulnerability. And it plays itself out in ways that, as we see in our society, because we are all human, we are all vulnerable.
Yes.
We all have feelings, you know. Psychology tells us when you suppress your feelings, they explode in other ways, because the body has, you know, the capacity to suppress to a certain level, but it gets to a point where it can't be suppressed anymore. And the implications are dire. And so we think we need to start at the home front. How do we, as, you know, parents or elderly persons in the home, exemplify the model of what it means to be a man in society?
Yeah.
How do we ensure, as men, for instance, to share chores, simple things like just sharing chores with your partner, sends a very positive message to your children about the notion of caring, the notion of being a loving parent, of being present, of being available. It really makes a lot of difference in the lives of our children. But then we go to our churches. You know, what are the kind of messages that we are sending in our sermons? What kind of liturgies really regurgitate some of these dangerous norms that fuel dangerous masculinities? And I think there's a lot of work that we need to do there. And in this regard, as we will speak out, and we have a coalition that is called Faith Action, which has broadened the space to call in, you know, all religious sectors to come together and say, what is it that as a religious community, which is known for its focus on ensuring that societies build cohesion and build nations, what is our contribution in the context of the challenges we are facing in our country? Yeah. And so we've got campaigns where we've been training faith leaders. We had a six-month program because faith leaders were saying, yes, we want to do something, but we don't know what to do.
Yes.
Because at theological school or Bible school, I was not taught these things. So we've provided a facility. We've developed a tool that we take faith leaders through. It doesn't have to be pastors. It may be lay people in the church, but we are playing a leadership role. We are now will be embarking on a 120-day campaign where we'll be providing even further training on these issues, because we think it's very strange in this country, as you know, if you want to own a gun, you must have a license.
Yes.
You must go through training. But who trains parents? You know, it's always assumed that, well, you are a parent, so you should be able to make do.
Yes.
And we are saying that is a very wrong notion. Mm. If it's important to have a driver's license, to have a gun license, and we have to go through training, we should also, as churches or religious institutions, be providing support to parents so that indeed we can bring about parents that are well-informed, that have got the softer skills on how to manage families and how to bring up children in a manner that conforms to the values that we believe in.
Yeah, that's so true, because Bafana, the question is, what is the blueprint? You know, what is a man supposed to be like? What is he supposed to act like? How is he supposed to be? You know, do you do it and do you base this blueprint on what women want? Do you base it on what has happened in the past? So it's trying to find what that blueprint actually is so that we can see men be what God wants men to be. And I think there's the answer in there. It's really what God wants men to be.
Well, the blueprint for Christians, because as I say, we operate in a diverse society. But for Christians, we have the blueprint, we have the Bible.
Mm.
I've made reference to Jesus. You know, we have a very good role model about what it means to be a man. If you read the Bible, the Gospel, everywhere where Jesus Christ is confronted with very challenging situations where people were either condemning women for what they were doing, or having been sinful, Jesus turns things around and says, look, what is important is how do you redeem the person? You don't have to start with condemnation. You start by identifying where the person is coming from, why the person has landed where they've landed, and how do you then provide an alternative so that the person can redeem themselves and rebuild their lives. Now, we think that is a blueprint for us to follow. And there's a lot that we can draw from Scripture that teaches us that. Two very key principles. Jesus, when confronted with someone who says, what must I do to get into the kingdom of God? He says, look, there are only two principles. He reduces all the manner of laws that we find in the Bible. He says the important one is to love God.
Mm.
Okay? Respect God. Know that there is God. And God is responsible for everything in the world. And secondly, Jesus says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, if all of us were living under these two principles, I want to suggest the world would be a different place than what we see today. A lot of the problems we see is because people simply don't care about the other. We don't care about neighbors. We don't care about anybody, in fact, except ourselves. And so there's this, you know, hubris about us wanting things for ourselves, and want to harbor everything around our own interests, which creates these kinds of dysfunctions in our society. If all of us really took to heart the teachings of what Jesus left for us, we would be a different society, I want to suggest.
I love that. So the voice of Bafana Kamalo. Bafana, you spoke about training earlier on. If there's someone listening and saying, I would love some input, I don't have a place where I maybe call a spiritual home, maybe a church during this time, things have changed, but people are saying, I still want to be connected. Where can one get more information about this training and when will it be running?
I would suggest people go to our website, www.wewillspeakoutsouthafrica.org.za. And you'll be able to connect there with our coordinator, Daniela, who you can just drop a message, and she's very responsive. She will provide the information and ensure that she links you up with all these programs that I have mentioned.
Could you give us that a web address again, Bafana?
It's www.wewillspeakoutsouthafrica, which is www.sosa.org.za.
Fantastic. I'm on that website right now, www.wwsosa. So that's We Will Speak Out South Africa.
Yes.
So wwsosa.org.za. And there's all this information, beautiful news information, all the contact details you need. Other resources, stories, and faith action to end gender-based violence, just like we've been speaking about this morning. Just in closing, it seems on a serious note as well, though, Bafana, it's also time for us as men, just looking ahead to International Men's Day and where we really want to take our societies, our families, our communities. It's also time for men to call men out. You know, sometimes pride and ego get in the way, but for us to say no to another man, you know, almost bring about if an intervention is necessary. But I feel like that's a really powerful place for action to start.
Well, I agree with you. I think we need as men to begin to speak out the truth. Interestingly enough, in my own church, in our lectionary about 2 weeks ago, the theme was around truth, where Jesus says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. I think part of the challenge we have in our society is that as men, we shy away from holding each other accountable. Because all these dysfunctions that I've mentioned earlier, they don't happen in the dark.
Yeah.
Many of them happen with us seeing, observe. The challenge, including us, the church broadly, is that we justify some of these things. You know, when a woman is abused, we ask the wrong questions. You know, what did she do to anger him to this level?
Wow.
You know, we ask the wrong questions. Why was she raped? What was she doing at night? Why was she wearing the way she was wearing? Mm-hmm. You know, as if there can be any justification for these dysfunctions. I think we need to begin to say, what makes a man look at a child and see a sexual object?
Yeah.
You know, what makes a man to think it is correct to abuse anybody simply because you think you have been angered, you know? And those are the questions that we need to begin to ask ourselves as men. And so as it is International Men's Day, much as we must celebrate, I must also confess that not all men, of course, are, you know, toxic.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of good men in South Africa who do a lot of good, who look after their families, who support their partners. But we will never know about these stories because we are shy to celebrate these good men. And I'm suggesting that we need, even as we exhort those that are not behaving properly, we also need to herald those that are doing good things so that we lift them up as good models for others to can follow. So Men's Day is about us celebrating men that thrive to live up to the ideals of what I have called the model that we find in Jesus Christ.
We love
And I think as we do that, we will draw others as the symbol, the narrative in the Bible says, when you have the light, don't put it under the bed, you know, put it up there so that others can look up to the light and want to emulate what the light is showing. And we need, therefore, to, I think, share more of the stories of the men that are doing good things in our society so that others may look up to them and also follow in those examples. Young men are eager to find examples, good examples of what it means to be a man. And I think all of us, you and me, have a responsibility. In our own little space, we may not be able to change the whole of South Africa. But if by your act you are able to influence one or two men, young men in your area, that's a contribution enough. Because if 10, 15, 20, 100 of us are doing similar things, it means we are beginning to inform change and transformation in our society. Thanks. And that's what Women's Day is meant to be. How do we rediscover these positive models and lift them up?
That's the voice of Bafana Kamala, member of the senior management team at Sonke Gender Justice, also serving as co-executive director and one of the organization's co-founders. Bafana, thank you for your time, your expertise, your passion. We appreciate that this morning and your time. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.